The brothers looked up at us with their yellow eyes sparkling. Snort licked his chops, which was not a good sign.
Oh, Snort see two bird in tree. Before, Snort seeing only one bird.
Rip nodded his head, and Snort went on.
One bird plus one bird make how many bird?
Rip grinned and shrugged.
Snort think maybe one bird plus one bird make two bird. Two bird with one stone make good deal.
Said Rip, nodding his head and licking his chops.
We got 'em two coyote. We got 'em two bird. We no got 'em one stone.
Said Rip, shaking his head and licking his chops. He was pretty definite about licking his chops.
Little bird, owl. Big bird have funny look, not feathers wearing or wings having. Have two ear and long nose, not like bird.
Said Rip.
Snort first dibs on big bird. Rip first dibs on little owl. Rip and Snort share big bird, eat first, then eat little owl.
Rip nodded on that. Madam Moonshine and I exchanged glances. She grinned and blinked her eyes.
It sounds as though they want you to go first.
Yeah, well, what they want and what they get are two different propositions. Let me talk to them. I happen to be fluent in their language.
It sounds like ignorish to me.
No, ma'am, it's your basic Kyolect diote. Kyolect dialect, that is, which is a branch off the tree of universal Doglish.
I see.
And I happen to be fluent in all your Doglish dialects. Plus, I've had some dealings with these guys before. I just might be able to make a deal with them.
If the deal is to offer me for supper, I hope you'll decline.
Well, sure. I mean, I hope you don't think... Actually, I had considered. That is, I never would have thought of such an outrageous plan. No way. We were in this thing together. I turned to the brothers. Afternoon, guys. What do you reckon this weather's gonna do? They went into a huddle and whispered back and forth. Then Snort said,
That you, Hunk?
Yep, same old charming devil you've done business with many times, Snort. And it's great to see you again. They held another conference.
Brother say, not so great for Hunk Bird if we eat Hunk Bird.
That's a good point. I hadn't really... Of course, you realize that I'm not actually a bird. It's true. I'm not a bird and never was. And you've probably got your taste buds all tuned up for a bird dinner, so this will come as a big disappointment to you. I'm not a bird, see? They talked it over. Snort shook his head.
Rip and Snort not believe big lies. Dog not hang from tree, only bird. Hunk, dog bird.
Yes, well, I can see how you might... Actually, I can explain the whole thing if you've got a few minutes. They shook their heads and stared at me with their brutish yeller eyes.
Not having few minutes. Not give a hoot if dog or bird dog. Rip and Snort, eat whatsoever, not care.
Well, sure, but then again, you're probably asking yourselves, gee whiz, how do you reckon old Hank climbed up in that tree?
Not wondering, gee whiz, not care.
Of course you care, Snort. Furthermore, you're probably wishing that you and Rip could crawl up that tree over there and play bat, just as we are here.
What means play bat?
Oh, you know, playing bat. Remember all the warm and wonderful days of your childhood? Your ma was there, and your brothers and sisters. It was a bright, warm afternoon in the spring, just about like today, and you saw a bat hanging from a tree, and oh, how you wished that you could be a bat and hang upside down from a tree. Remember? He whispered back and forth. Then Snort said,
Bat mean like baseball bat?
No, you don't understand. A bat is a smallish, mouse-looking creature with long wings.
Mouse not have wings. Mouse have legs.
I know that, Snort, but what I'm saying...
Coyote eat many mouse. mouse not have wings?
I agree, you're exactly right, but I was trying to steer the conversation into bats.
Coyote not give hoot for baseball.
These bats have nothing to do with baseball. What we're trying to establish here is...
Coyote not give hoot for trying to establish.
I stared at him. You have a closed mind, Snort. Did you realize that? Here I'm trying to give you a little education and expand your...
Coyote not give hoot for nothing. Only like eat and drink and sing, oh boy!
I turned to Madam Moonshine. This isn't working.
I wasn't going to say anything, but I had begun to wonder.
Those guys are so dumb, it's like talking to a couple of stumps.
Then it appears that we shall be eaten.
Not yet. I studied the two savages down below and tried to come up with a plan. They had put their heads together and appeared to be tuning up for a song. Madam, they're fixing to sing the coyote's sacred hymn and national anthem. It's an old coyote tradition. When they're done singing, they eat.
Oh, dear.
We've got to work fast. Now, I know it's risky to use your backwards power, but before, when you told it to reverse the scene, it yanked me up here in the tree. Maybe...
Yes, I see what you mean. Maybe if I try it again, it will sweep them off the ground and hang them in a tree.
Exactly. And then we'll try to work ourselves loose and get the heck out of here.
What a marvelous plan.
I gave her a wink. Hey, you're running around with the head of ranch security. I didn't get this job strictly on my good looks. Let's give it a shot.
Very well.
She closed her eyes and concentrated. Then her eyes popped open.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear, what?
I can't remember the words.
Well, make up some new ones and hurry.
I hate to experiment with incantations. Sometimes they backfire.
Yeah, well, if we don't do something pretty quick, we won't have any backs left to fire.
Very well. Here we go.
She squeezed her eyes shut and said the magic words.
Topsy-turvy, rickety-scurvy, barley, rye, and wheatly. Backwards power, sweet and sour, reverse the scene completely.
Now all we had to do was wait for the power to... Well, I'll be a son of a gun. You know what the power did? Do you think it swept Rip and Snort off the ground and hung them in the grapevine? Do you think it saved us from becoming coyote bait? No, sir. Instead of reversing the whole entire scene as we had hoped, it zeroed in on Rip and Snort's song and, darn the luck, made them sing all their words backwards. Here's how it went.
Coyote worthless, adjust me, Mundi at howling me, holler and sing to like me, Lune as crazy me. Duties or job not want me, school Sunday or church no. Coyote worthless, adjust me, fool, nobody's ain't me but.
Beat anything I ever saw, but you know what? I couldn't see that it made much difference. The song sounded just as bad backwards as it did forwards, which is really saying something. Furthermore, I don't think Rip and Snort even knew they just sung their national anthem backwards.
Oh, dear. I think I missed again.
Yes, it appears you did, madam, which is a piece of bad luck for us.
Yes, because you might have noticed that it's begun to rain.
Say, you're right. It has started to rain. That's okay. These pastures could use the moisture.
I'm sure that's true, but I don't think that we need the moisture.
What do you mean?
The rain is wetting my foot, and unless I'm badly mistaken, my foot is beginning to slip out of the vine.
Huh? If her foot slipped out of the vine, then she would most likely, and if her foot was slipping loose, the chances were pretty good that my foot... Holy smokes! My foot was slipping out of the vine! And fellers, if it pulled loose, my life expectancy could be measured by the time it would take for me to free fall from the tree to the ground. Short, in other words. Real short. Madam, I have one last idea.
Oh, my goodness, I do hope it's not your last.
Well, if it doesn't work, it will be. We're fixing to fall into a crocodile pit.
Yes, and I'm so annoyed at my power. It was working so well last week. I just don't understand.
I hated to butt in on a witch, but I could feel my foot slipping out of the vine. We only had a few seconds left. Listen, madam, here's the plan. On the count of three, we'll push ourselves out of the vine.
On the count of three, yes.
We have to fall at the same time, see?
Same time, yes.
When you hit the ground, jump to your feet so that you're standing upright.
Jump to my upright, yes. Go on.
When you're upright, your power ought to work again, right?
One would hope so, wouldn't one?
And then you make a wish.
A wish. One wish. I think I've got it.
Okay, ready to push off?
Ready as I'll ever be.
One.
Two. Hank.
Huh?
Was there any particular wish I was supposed to make?
Holy cats, I'd almost forgotten the most important part. Important point. Yes, of course, I was going to wait until the last... Never mind. Okay, the wish. You will wish that Rip and Snort be hungry for nothing but cat.
Cat? I don't think I understand.
Never mind, I'll explain it all later. Ready?
One,
two, and for Pete's sakes, get it right this time.
Three, charge! Banzai!
I'm not going to reveal at this point whether Madam Moonshine's power worked or if we were eaten alive in the pit of hungry crocodiles. If I did, you might not listen to the next chapter. But now, because I've withheld crucial information, you simply must go on and listen.